Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled IMAD, Intelligent Multi-Agent Debate for Efficient and Accurate LLM Inference, on ArcSieve. Why talk about it now? Because everyone is wrestling with the trade-off between accuracy, latency, and cost when calling large models.
This paper proposes a multi-agent debate approach that aims to keep accuracy high while cutting average inference cost. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing? And what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are getting hammered by three things: API costs, inconsistent answers, and too much human review. Example, a support copilot that answers 80% of tickets fine, but the 20% it fumbles triggers refunds or rework, so people add a reviewer layer that slows everything down. Or a data Q&A bot that sometimes mixes up metrics, and now analysts double-check everything, which kills the benefit. What they want is a way to let easy, templated stuff pass quickly and cheaply, and gate the risky or ambiguous replies, either escalate to a bigger model or a human. If a system like IMAD can auto-detect uncertainty and resolve it with a quick internal debate, you cut the number of bad answers reaching users and reduce the amount of manual second-pass review. That's direct savings on tokens and on people's time.
So basically, teams want to handle easy questions cheaply and safely, and only spend big compute or human time on the tricky ones. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We're seeing three trends converge. First, ensembles and self-consistency. Running multiple drafts and picking the consensus improve reliability over single-shot answers. Second, debate and verifier models. Agents that critique or fact-check each other help catch hallucinations and reasoning slips. Third, early exit or conditional compute only escalate when signals say the answer isn't good enough, keeps the average cost down. Put together, multi-agent debate is a natural next step. Parallel lightweight agents propose, a debate verifier stage checks confidence and faithfulness, and only the tough cases get routed to a heavier model or a human. This is feasible now because orchestration tools are mature, parallel API calls are easy, and smaller models are strong enough for a large slice of requests. Net effect: better robustness at roughly the same or lower average token spend and latency within production constraints. At a technical level, IMAD is an inference time orchestrator. You spin up several lightweight agents, same base model, different prompts or tools. Have them produce candidate answers in parallel, and then run a debate verification phase where agents critique each other and a verifier scores confidence and faithfulness. If the score clears a threshold, you stop early and return the answer. If not, you escalate. Either pull in a heavier model, expand context, or hand off to a human. Compared to single-call LLM, you get more robustness. Compared to self-consistency or majority voting, you don't always pay for multiple full generations because you can early exit. Compared to full ensembles, you reserve heavy compute for the minority of hard queries. The policy, when to stop or escalate, is the key knob.
So basically, several small brains brainstorm, a referee checks if the answer looks solid, and you only call the big brain if they're not sure. In practice, that lives in your app's orchestration layer between the user request and the final reply. Mark, what would this actually change in usage?
Day to day, you'd plug IMAD right after retrieval and before the UI renders anything. Product or ML owns the policy thresholds. What counts as confident, when to escalate, when to abstain. Ops watches a few signals: agreement between agents, a verifier score that checks the answer against sources, and whether they cited the docs you retrieved. UX-wise, you see fewer wild hallucinations reaching users, fewer tickets needing manual second-pass review, and a faster first token for the easy stuff. The dashboards folks care about: cost per request, error rate, time to first response, and the percent of requests that escalate.
Got it. Cheaper fast paths for the common cases, guardrails for the tricky ones. If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like?
Take customer support triage. We run three light agents: one policy agent that checks refund eligibility rules, one knowledge agent that grounds answers in the help center, and one tone agent that ensures the reply follows brand style. They each propose a reply with citations. The debate stage asks them to point out contradictions or missing citations. If the verifier sees strong agreement and citations resolve, we ship the lightweight answer. If there's a mismatch, say policy says no refund but knowledge agent is uncertain, we escalate, call a bigger model with the debate transcript, or route to a human queue. Engineers configure the prompts, the confidence threshold, and the escalation destinations. Everything gets logged per request so you can audit why it's shipped or escalated.
So for templated password resets or shipping status questions, the light agents agree and you answer instantly. If it's a weird warranty edge case, you kick it up a level with all the context. Let's push it further. Mark, paint us the advanced case in an analytics workflow.
In a shared analytics notebook, a PM asks, why did churn tick up in Q3? We spin up four agents in parallel, a SQL tool-using agent that pulls the actual aggregates, a documentation agent that knows metric definitions, a causal check agent that tests simple hypotheses, and a summarizer that drafts an explanation. They debate. The doc agent flags if the query used the wrong cohort definition. The causal agent asks for an A-B slice to avoid confounding. The SQL agent reruns a query with the corrected filter. If the verifier sees alignment, right metric, consistent numbers, and clear caveats, it returns a concise summary plus the queries and charts. If not, it escalates to a heavier model for synthesis or prompts the user for a clarifying dimension. Latency stays workable because the first three agents run in parallel, and we early exit if they agree.
And under the hood that maps cleanly to IMAD's mechanics, agents can have different context windows and tool access, one with SQL credentials, another with the metric glossary, another with a hypothesis checklist. The debate outputs structured critiques, claims, evidence, citations, that a verifier scores via entailment or retrieval-grounded checks. Aggregation is a simple policy. If two or more agents agree and all cited facts are supported by the retrieved docs or query results, stop. If not, widen context, retry once, then escalate. Parallelism and early stopping keep P50 latency low, while the long tail only pays for extra steps.
That makes it tangible. Jamie, quick sanity check. Where exactly does the policy live, and how do teams tune it without breaking everything?
You keep the policy in the orchestrator. Think a small decision service with config for thresholds, max retries, and escalation routes. Start with conservative defaults learned from a validation set, then tune using offline logs. Measure how verifier score correlates with actual correctness from sampled audits. Expose the main knobs, agreement ratio, minimum citation coverage, to product owners, but guard them behind versions so you can roll back. And keep structured outputs, citations, claims, and confidence, so you can A/B test safely.
Makes sense. Treat the policy like any other feature flag with good observability. Mark, any practical setup and hygiene you've found essential? Logging, traceability, prompt versions, fallbacks?
Yeah, a few non-negotiables. First, log the debate transcript with who said what, which sources they cited, and the final policy decision. That lets you debug a bad answer in minutes. Second, keep prompts in a registry with semantic versioning. If accuracy dips, you need to know which prompt pair changed. Third, define fallbacks. If rate limits hit or the verifier fails, return a safe, helpful abstain template instead of guessing. Finally, weekly reviews. Sample 50 escalations and 50 early exits. Check if thresholds are calibrated and adjust. It's a bit of discipline, but after 2 weeks, the manual review load typically drops.
Super clear. Jamie, last detail. Any tricks to keep the user experience smooth while all this is happening?
Stream the first candidate as a draft with a subtle verifying indicator and only commit once the debate clears. Cache retrieval and tool results so retries are cheap. Use per-user or per-intent caches to skip debate for repeated easy queries. And monitor tail latency. If a debate step pushes you over your SLA, short-circuit to a graceful abstain or a human handoff. That way, you keep responsiveness without giving up the safety net. Under the hood, there are a few assumptions. You need multiple agent instances or prompt variants you can run in parallel, so your infra has to support concurrent calls and rate limit handling. You also need a reliable verifier or confidence signal, something that correlates with factual support and internal consistency, Otherwise, the policy will either pass bad answers or escalate too often. There's added orchestration complexity. Debate transcripts, thresholds, retries, and escalation routes all need to be versioned and observable. Latency can increase on the debated tail, so SLAs must account for early exit fast paths plus slower escalations. To tune thresholds, you typically need labeled samples or at least a regular human audit loop because confidence estimators have to be calibrated. For future work, the authors point to stronger verifier models, learning the escalation policy instead of hand-tuning, tighter cost-latency trade-offs, and robustness to adversarial or noisy agents. From a deployment angle, you'll want cost accounting per stage, model version tracking, prompts under CI, logs for every debate step, and clear handling of rate limits and provider changes.
So basically, you need parallelism, a decent referee, and proper plumbing to keep an eye on cost, latency, and who said what. It's not just a clever prompt, it's an orchestrator you have to operate. Mark, what does the org setup look like? Who configures thresholds? Who owns the pipeline?
In practice, product sets the UX guardrails, when it's okay to abstain or ask for clarification, while data ML owns the policy and thresholds. Rollout-wise, start with a pilot on a high-volume, low-risk endpoint like FAQ answers. Instrument the basics on day one: cost per stage, verifier score distribution, escalation rate, P50 and P95 latency. Engineering work is an orchestrator service that runs the agents in parallel, a prompt registry with versioning, an evaluation harness to spot regressions, and runbooks for failures, like what to do if the verifier times out or a model hits rate limits. Keep the policy and config behind a feature flag. Ramp up traffic gradually and A/B against your current single call baseline. Assign an owner for weekly calibration reviews and put cost guardrails in place, e.g., cap retries and enforce a hard ceiling that triggers a safe abstain or human handoff. That little bit of discipline keeps surprises out of production.
On results, the paper reports evaluations across a mix of QA and reasoning style tasks. They track standard metrics like accuracy or exact match, sometimes faithfulness scores using a verifier, plus average token cost and latency. Compared to a single LLM call, IMAD improves accuracy and reduces hallucinations. Compared to majority voting over multiple samples, it keeps accuracy similar while lowering average cost thanks to early exits. And versus a full ensemble with a heavier model on every request, it achieves comparable or better accuracy at a much lower average token spend by escalating only on hard cases. They also include ablations, number of agents, verifier thresholds, and early exit policies to show where the gains come from. The setting is mostly controlled, curated datasets, and fixed retrieval contexts, so the numbers are indicative, but not a guarantee for messy real-world traffic.
Put simply, they claim fewer wrong answers slipping through and a smaller average bill, without slowing everything down, because only the hard questions trigger extra compute. Mark, set expectations for production. What should teams realistically expect once this hits real users?
Expect the direction of the gains to hold, but smaller deltas at first. In the wild, you've got distribution shifts, messy retrieval, and edge cases your validation set didn't cover. We usually see day one wins on the easy stuff. Fast paths get cheaper, and a couple of weeks to tune thresholds before the debatable tail behaves. Monitoring overhead is real, so budget some engineering time for the orchestrator and audits. Where it shines: workloads with uneven difficulty. Some queries trivial, some gnarly, expensive base models, or safety-sensitive outputs that need a second look. If every query is uniformly hard, conditional compute buys you less. But if 60-80% are routine, IMAD gives you a safer fast lane and a smarter slow lane. Final thought from the field: teams with variable query complexity, strong compliance needs, or spiky traffic will benefit most, especially if you're already paying for a big model and want to cut average spend without giving up quality. Start small, measure ruthlessly, and let the thresholds earn their keep.
Bottom line: IMAD turns multi-agent debate into a practical, conditional compute policy so you pay less on average while catching more mistakes before they reach users. To finish, a quick reminder: the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.